Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, May 5th, Pope Francis begins his apostolic journey to Bulgaria and meets with the Balkan nation's civil and religious leaders. And Israel and militants in the Gaza Strip trade rockets and airstrikes in the most intense exchange in years. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis arrived in Sofia on Sunday morning for his apostolic journey to Bulgaria. This is the Pope's 29th journey abroad, and he was welcomed to the capital by Prime Minister Boyko Borisov and several children in traditional dress bearing flowers. His first extended appointment was with Bulgaria's civil authorities and diplomatic corps. In an address, Pope Francis said the Balkan nation is a bridge between East and West, as Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Geographically, Bulgaria's capital city of Sofia lies midway between the Black Sea to the east and the Adriatic Sea to the west. In his first public speech in the country, Pope Francis called Bulgaria a bridge between east and west, capable of favouring encounter between the different cultures, ethnic groups, civilizations and religions that for centuries have lived here in peace. Addressing the president, authorities and the diplomatic corps in Arenas Borov Square shortly after his arrival, the Pope praised Bulgaria, saying,
"Qui la diversità nel rispetto delle specifiche peculiarità è vista come un'opportunità."
Here, diversity combined with respect for distinctive identities is viewed as an opportunity, a source of enrichment, and not as a source of conflict. Pope Francis went on to describe this particular moment of history in Bulgaria, 30 years after the end of the totalitarian regime that imprisoned the country's liberty and initiatives. He spoke of the effects of emigration in recent decades that has seen over 2 million Bulgarians leave their country in search of employment. This, combined with what the Pope called the demographic winter of falling birth rates, has led to the depopulation and abandonment of many villages and cities.
Lo spopolamento e l'abbandono di tanti villaggi e città.
Pope Francis encouraged Bulgaria's leaders to continue creating conditions that will allow young people to invest their youthful energies and plan their future, knowing they can lead a dignified life in their own homeland.
Mi permetto di suggerire di non chiudere gli occhi.
The Pope also respectfully invited all Bulgarians who are familiar with the drama of emigration not to close their eyes, hearts or hands to those who knock at your door. During his speech, Pope Francis suggested we should profit from the hospitality of the Bulgarian people so that every religion can contribute to the growth of a culture of respect for the human person, and rejecting every form of violence and coercion. In this way, said the Pope, those who seek to manipulate and exploit religion will be defeated. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
Also on Sunday morning, Pope Francis met with Patriarch Neophyte and with the Holy Synod of the Bulgarian Orthodox Church. During their meeting, the Pope reflected with the metropolitans and bishops of Bulgaria on the various aspects of ecumenism. Robin Gomes has the story.
Addressing the Holy Synod, Pope Francis first spoke about the ecumenism of blood. He recalled the many Christians in Bulgaria who endured suffering for the name of Jesus, particularly during the persecution of the last century, calling them witnesses of Easter.
Chiedono a noi di non rimanere chiusi, ma di aprirci, perché solo così i semi portano frutto.
Speaking in Italian, Pope Francis said, while so many other brothers and sisters of ours throughout the world continue to suffer for their faith, they ask us not to remain closed, but to open ourselves. This is the only way the seeds they have sown can bear fruit, he said. The Pope recalled that official Bulgarian delegations have been visiting the Vatican annually for the past 50 years on the occasion of the feast of Saint Cyril and Methodius. These contacts, he pointed out, will have a positive effect on dialogue.
In particolare servendo i fratelli più poveri e dimenticati.
In the meantime, the Pope said, we are called to journey and act together in order to bear witness to the Lord, particularly by serving the poorest and most neglected of our brothers and sisters in whom he is present.
Quanto importante nel rispetto delle rispettive tradizioni e peculiarità.
Pope Francis said that while respecting our own traditions and distinctive identities, we need to help one another find ways of passing on the faith to young people. Otherwise, he warned, they risk putting their trust in the deceitful siren songs of a consumerist society. Speaking about the ecumenism, for example, Pope Francis quoted St. John Paul II, who held up the figures of St. Cyril and Methodius as the promoters of a united Europe. They show the basis of a new art of living together with respect for differences, which in no way are an obstacle to unity. Again, the Pope called Bulgaria a spiritual crossroads where various confessions and religious traditions have found a welcome. I'm Robin Gomes.
Following the ecumenical meeting, Pope Francis prayed the Regina Caeli in St. Alexander Nevsky Square. As Father Paul Samasumo reports, the Holy Father recalled his predecessor, Pope St. John the 23rd, who spent 10 years in Bulgaria.
Pope St. John the 23rd lived in Bulgaria for nearly 10 years, from 1925 until 1934, while serving as apostolic delegate. Locally, they still call him the Bulgarian Saint. While he was in Sofia, he developed a special veneration for Our Lady of Nazba, whose name means Gate of Heaven. He continued to venerate her until the day he died. On Sunday, Pope Francis prayed the Regina Caeli before the icon of Our Lady of Nazba in St. Alexander Nevsky Square and recalled his predecessor. It was here in Bulgaria, said Pope Francis, that the future John the 23rd learned to esteem the traditions of the Eastern Church.
La sua esperienza diplomatica e pastorale in Bulgaria lasciò un'impronta così forte.
His diplomatic and pastoral experiences left so deep a mark on this pastor's heart that he set out to promote the ecumenical dialogue, which received such a notable impulse during the Second Vatican Council.
In un certo senso, dobbiamo ringraziare questa terra.
In a sense, said Pope Francis, we can thank this land for the sage and inspired intuition of good Pope John. Bulgaria is an Orthodox country where Catholics make about 0.5% of the population of around 7 million. Still, Pope Francis described Bulgaria as a crossroads where various religious expressions encounter one another and engage in dialogue. Before praying the Regina Caeli, the Pope reminded those present that Christ is alive, and he wants you to be alive. He is with you, and he never abandons you.
Quando ti senti vecchio per la tristezza,
when you feel you are growing old out of sorrow, resentment or fear, doubt or failure, he will always be there to restore your strength and your hope. Pope Francis' final prayer was that Bulgaria might always be a land of encounter.
Nella quale, al di là delle differenze culturali, religiose o etniche,
a land which, transcending all cultural, religious and ethnic differences, you can continue to acknowledge and esteem each other as children of the one Heavenly Father. I'm Father Paul Samasumo.
As we heard earlier in the broadcast, Pope Francis today urged Bulgarians to open their hearts to migrants fleeing war and poverty. Mathis Larout represents the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, in Bulgaria. He spoke to Marie Duhamel about how the issue of migration is perceived in the country.
Since the crisis in 2014, the authorities have sort of presented this crisis as a security crisis rather than as a humanitarian crisis. I think amongst the population, there is a feeling that the majority of people who come at the borders of not just of Bulgaria, but of Europe, do so not for reasons of security, but for reasons of economic gain. And I think most Bulgarians, if they know that we are talking about refugees, if we're talking about people who flee war, would actually be quite sympathetic to their cause. But there's a general impression that that's not the reason why they come.
Do you think that the Pope's visit can change something?
I do think so, yes. I think that the fact that the Pope has had a very consistent message of humanity trying to help those unfortunate people who have certain vulnerabilities through no fault of their own, whether it's refugees or other vulnerable groups, including groups within Bulgaria. I think it will help people to reflect on the fact that the refugees do come from war zones. They're not here on their own account. They're not here because they want to. They're here because they have to, and they have no choice.
That was Mathis Larout, UNHCR's representatives in Sofia, speaking there to Marie Duhamel. Pope Francis continues his apostolic journey to Bulgaria on Monday. He starts out the day with a visit to the Vrazhebna refugee camp. Then the Pope travels to Rakovsky to celebrate Mass and meet with the Catholic community there, before returning to Sofia for a peace meeting with various religious confessions. You can follow the Pope's apostolic journey to Bulgaria on our web portal and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Turning now to world news, Palestinian militants have fired more than 450 rockets into Israel, drawing dozens of retaliatory airstrikes on targets across the Gaza Strip. Nathan Morley has the latest.
There had been a month-long lull in hostilities in the region before this latest bout of violence. Cross-border attacks have now run into their third day. United Nations mediators, along with Egyptian officials, who were credited with brokering ceasefires in the past, are currently working to prevent further hostilities. However, it's unclear if they've made any progress. In this latest flurry of violence, a rocket launched from Gaza killed an Israeli man, whilst two Palestinians were killed in an Israeli strike on Sunday. According to local media, nearly 450 mortar and rocket attacks have been fired by Palestinian factions towards Israel since Saturday morning. Numerous rocket volleys were intercepted by the so-called Iron Dome defense system, forcing many people to take refuge in shelters. Just before midnight on Saturday, several rockets were fired towards the coastal city of Ashdod and Beersheva in the Negev Desert. In response, Israel hit back with shelling and airstrikes at over 200 targets in the Gaza region, including strikes on a warehouse, launching sites, and an underground rocket manufacturing workshop. This latest instability kicked off on Friday when a Palestinian sniper fired at Israeli troops, leaving two soldiers wounded. At a cabinet meeting on Sunday, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, ordered the army to continue its strikes and reinforce forces deployed around the Gaza Strip. This sudden surge in violence comes just ahead of both the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and Israel's independence holiday. For Vatican News, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Briefly, news from around the world. Cyclone Fani has wreaked extensive damage across Bangladesh, destroying more than 1,000 homes. At least 5 people died and 63 others were injured in the South Asian nation, despite more than 1 million people being evacuated ahead of the cyclone. The storm swept northeast on Saturday after being downgraded to a depression, with wind gusts of up to 70 kilometers per hour. Cyclone Fani had already left 33 people dead in India when it hit on Friday. Officials said the damage and the loss of life could have been much worse. North Korea says that leader Kim Jong-un observed a live fire drill of long-range rocket launches on Saturday. State media said the military fired several projectiles into the sea off its east coast. South Korea called for the North to stop escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. In Libya, fighting near Tripoli has killed 187 people and wounded more than 1,100. A spokesperson for Libya's health ministry said a number of wounded were transferred to Tunisia, Turkey, Italy, and Ukraine for medical treatment. General Khalifa Haftar launched an offensive to take control of Tripoli from the internationally recognized government nearly 5 weeks ago. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and on Twitter. Many thanks to our sound engineers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.